On the next Transformed, a hoarse voice brings a worrisome health diagnosis and a spiritual wake-up call for a retired 9/11 police captain. Plus, a new neighbor brings friendship and hope to a couple looking for answers. That's on the next Transformed. Welcome to Transformed, a program where we share testimonies of God's amazing love and transforming power. Irene could no longer climb the steps in her home, so the Lord told her where to move next. That's where she met her neighbors, Rick and Vicky. This new friendship has brought laughter, hope, and Bible study. Still ahead, Pastor Chris Holland shares another friendship that brought a second chance to Donnie Johnson. Trusting in God's salvation transformed Donnie's heart behind bars and brought his testimony to millions around the United States. But first, Ed speaks in a hoarse voice for so long that he dismisses it. Then God awakens Ed's thirst for spiritual knowledge through alarming medical diagnosis. Here's his story.
Hi, my name is Ed Inkle, and this is my testimony. Back in 2015, I got a hoarse voice. My wife had been behind me to get it looked at. I thought it was just a hoarse voice, nothing serious. However, it lasted into 2016, and I decided to get it checked out by a specialist. Unfortunately, they found the lesion on my left vocal cord. It's a cancer called squamous cell carcinoma. Now, that's usually a smoker's cancer. So the doctors were a little bit perplexed as to why I would get a smoker's cancer. And then when I told them that I'm a retired NYPD captain and that I had been in 9/11 within the first 48 hours, which were very toxic, they attributed the cancer to 9/11. I was very lucky, though. I want to say this very clearly, is that I was very lucky because there's many more people that were sick that passed away. I was very lucky. My cancer was right at the beginning, and they were able to take it out with laser surgery. And it really rocked my world because I was afraid of dying. I was afraid of not seeing my daughter again. But I think this was a sort of like a shot across the bow from the Lord, saying that he's been trying to reach out to me and I haven't been listening. Well, once I got the cancer, I was definitely listening. I'm the type of guy that sort of leads to learn the hard way. After I got operated on and I was cancer-free, I started to think about what the meaning of life was. Why am I here? I had attained some degree of success in my life. I mean, I've done a lot of things in my life. I was a professional minor league baseball umpire. I was an actor. I was a lawyer. I was an NYPD captain. I got 3 degrees. All this stuff didn't seem to matter to me because I said to myself, why am I here? Is this the only purpose? So that's when I thought that I needed to get closer to God, needed to read the Word. And of course, there's so many churches, I didn't know where to start. First, I started off with Joel Osteen, and then I heard that that's prosperity gospel. And then finally, I landed on a church in New Jersey, Protestant Church, a Baptist church, very good Christians there. They love Christ. And this was back in 2017 when I first started going to that church in New Jersey. But then I also, at the same time, started watching the Hope Channel, Derek Morrison on Hope Sabbath School, and The Amazing Facts. And a lot of things that I was learning in the Protestant church, for example, the state of the dead, mainly the Sabbath, inconsistencies. And they were really bothering me. So when I approached the pastors in these churches, Protestant churches, why the difference, they gave me answers that I wasn't happy with, that didn't seem to satisfy me, because I was looking at what happened with Hope Sabbath School and with Amazing Facts was that it caused me to look at the Bible myself, not to take somebody else's word for it, but for me to do my own study. And I found that what I was being preached to in these other churches wasn't really accurate. 2020, which was a bad year because of the pandemic, was actually a blessed year for me because it was at that time that I decided I was going to make the break and go to a Seventh-day Adventist church, which I thought was the only church that really followed the Bible to the T, particularly the Sabbath. The Sabbath was something that's always bothered me. Not bothered me, but I've always wondered about it, even way before I had the cancer. I'm talking about when probably I was in my 20s. There was a gentleman by the name of Herbert W. Armstrong. He had a church called the Worldwide Church of God, and he used to have this magazine called The Plain Truth. And he would talk about the Sabbath. And it's the Sabbath has always been in my heart because I've always had a problem working on a Saturday. I can never explain it, but whenever I worked on a Saturday, it used to bug me. And I could never really explain it until I came to know Jesus in a personal way and to study Scripture. That's when I started realizing, wow, all the way back then, back in, you know, when I was in my 20s, which was a long time ago, because I'm in my 60s now, God has been reaching out. He's been so patient. He was so patient, calling out my name. And then finally, when I got the cancer, is when I finally did the pivot, looked toward him and decided that this is the way I got to go. The reason I'm here is not to attain material success, not to attain a big resume. It's to worship him, because everything that's here, everything that I am, it's because of him. That's why I will always be indebted to the Hope Channel, always be indebted to Amazing Facts also, because they got me to study Scripture. And once you study Scripture, you get to know the Lord more intimately. And once you know the Lord more intimately, there's no going back.
Praise God that Ed listened to his wife and the Holy Spirit. God speaks to us in a variety of ways, through the Bible, through positive Christian programming like Hope Channel. He often speaks to us through a still, small voice. Some might call it the conscience, a call to do what's right. Is God asking you to study His Word more, or to step out in faith on a particular matter? I encourage you to follow His promptings. God only wants what is best for you. We often realize this when we obey His leadings. If you have a testimony how God has led you, won't you tell us about it? Share your testimony at hopetv.org/transformed. We would love to hear from you. And while you're there, you can also make a financial contribution to support the ministry of Hope Channel. We appreciate your prayerful support of this ministry that's changing lives. That's hopetv.org/transformed. Every day, our team receives emails and letters sharing how much you love Hope Channel. Praise the Lord. We count it a blessing to do this work for God. Won't you share how God is blessing you through Hope Channel? Contact us at hopetv.org/transformed. Here are just a few letters from our viewers. Crescendo writes from New York in the United States and says, "Thank you, family of God. I really thank you for allowing the Holy Spirit to use you. Can you imagine," Crescendo writes, "how many individuals would come up to you in the new earth and let you know that by watching Hope Channel, their lives have been transformed? Pastor, please keep your eyes on Jesus. There are too many who are losing their way. Yours in Christ, Crescendo." Well, thank you, Crescendo, for writing to us. Here's another note from Iris in Florida. She writes and says, "Blessings to the Hope Sabbath School team. Studying the Bible each week with your team has made the Bible so much more delightful. Words cannot express my blessings. Continue to bless hearts as you allow the Holy Spirit to lead you." We're also excited about our digital Bible study platform. Tens of thousands of viewers are signing up at hope.study. Here's one from Susanta. "Thank you very much for this Bible study course. I learned so many important things about the Bible and loving God." Andra writes and says, "I can't believe how I learned all of the Bible teaching in a matter of minutes, and it was absolutely free. This kind of experience and knowledge is so much a blessing to my life." Hope.study is where you can learn. We can also pray together. Here's a note about Let's Pray. Thank you, Season and Pastor Chris, for all your prayers. God bless you all. What's your story of transformation? Tell us about it at hopetv.org/transformed. There you'll find a link to tell us your story. And while you're there, please make a financial contribution to support Hope Channel. We rely on your generous gifts to fulfill our mission. Won't you become a sustaining partner? Visit hopetv.org/transformed to make a donation. Now to a story of transformation that captured media headlines. Here's Pastor Chris Holland.
Donnie Johnson grew up in very difficult circumstances. He was abused as a child. He had become a very hardened individual. Later in life, he would eventually marry a woman by the name of Connie. Connie has been described as a woman who was loving, and she was a kind mother and an exceptional cook. However, life took a very bad turn for Connie and Donnie. Donnie took a very serious step in the wrong direction and went into some very dark times. And in a fit of rage, he murdered his wife, Connie. Donnie was arrested, he was tried in a court of law, and he was found guilty. Eventually, Donnie would be sentenced to death, and he was sent to prison to wait on death row. Donnie was a hardened criminal, and now he was going to die, paying the ultimate price for his crimes. Now, while awaiting his death in 1990, Donnie met Michael Coleman and Willie Sparks. Interestingly enough, Willie had attended Southern Adventist University as a religion major, but had made some bad mistakes in his life and also ended up in prison. However, there in prison, Willie and Michael were committed to living a life for God and sharing the scriptures with all the inmates. They shared with Donnie, and it opened up a whole new world of understanding to him. He now understood the Bible. He understood God's character. And through giving his life to Jesus, Donnie, this convicted murderer, experienced total life transformation. In fact, Donnie was baptized into the Seventh-day Adventist Church and began sharing the gospel with the inmates around the prison. They began, under his leadership, a little church in that prison where prisoner after prisoner found transforming freedom in Christ. Donnie's witness was so powerful that the local Seventh-day Adventist Church there in Nashville, Tennessee, which had sponsored the prison ministry there, they ordained him to be a local elder. Transformation. Now, while Donnie was incarcerated, he found his freedom. His freedom was not found in his life circumstances. It was not found in the government's position toward him. His freedom, his liberty, his transformation was found in his position with Jesus Christ. The transforming power of the gospel gave Donnie Johnson liberty, peace, security, and an eternal destiny. In 2019, leaders of the Seventh-day Adventist Church appealed to the governor of Tennessee for clemency and the commuting of the sentence to be life without parole. However, that request was denied. And on May the 16th, 2019, Donnie Johnson was executed for his crimes. But as Donnie Johnson was dying, he committed his life into Christ's hand, and he sang hymns. You see, friends, transformation in Christ is not dependent on life circumstances, but rather by the power of the living Christ. May each of us experience that transforming power today. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, may we experience a life transformation. May we find in Christ our value, our freedom, and our liberty. And in this change, may we live life in abundance We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. And I love that old cross where the dearest stand. For a world of lost sinners was slain. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. For my crown, yes, I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. Oh, I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday. I'll exchange it someday. I'll exchange it someday.
Now to a testimony that will bring a smile to your face. It's the story of Rick and Vicky and their friend named Irene, who brought hope to their home.
I talk more about God now than I've ever did. And I'm proud of it.
Rick and Vicky are new in their Adventist faith, and they've become extremely close to their neighbor, Irene.
I tell people she's like my second mother. And, well, my mother passed away, going on 4 years, and Irene tells people she adopted us.
The story of this friendship began when Irene moved in. She believes the Lord led her here.
I went to a place. I had to move because I had steps and I could no longer, you know, do them, so... Anyway, I found this place, and it was really too expensive, but something in my head say, this is it. So immediately I thought, I never hear talking. It has got to be the Lord.
Irene, we've known each other a good 6 years. And we helped her move in. If she needed furniture rearranged, I helped her with that. Like she said, we went over to say, can you take us to my wife's doctor's or to the grocery store? Because we didn't have a car. Now we have a car, and we switch back and forth to take whoever we want to take in which car. Mostly it's Irene's car. It's a lot easier to get into. It's a four-door. But
as we got to know each other really quick, and they didn't have a car at that point, so I would take them whenever I go anywhere if they needed to go. And we became very quick friends and good friends, and we still are.
This neighborly friendship grew when the Holy Spirit prompted Irene.
Vicki was there one day. I heard in my head, give her the desire of ages. So I gave her the desire of ages. I think it was maybe 2 days later, they came and they said, can we go to church with you this week? And these precious people have been going to church with me ever since then. And so I praise God for the opportunity that he gave me.
Now, Rick and Vicki's love for God has grown thanks to their church family.
People accept us the way we were and still accept us the way we are today. Everybody has their problems, but God helps us out.
2019, Rick and I got married, and then October 2019, we got baptized. And it was just a blessing, such a blessing to be a part of SDA.
We used to knock on doors until the pandemic hit, but I can't wait to go out and knock on doors again.
Their faith walk has been challenged by health issues, especially Vicki's health.
My granddaughters, they had called to say Happy Mother's Day. And when I got off the phone, I had the seizure and fell off the chair.
Oh, yeah.
Onto the wooden floor and broke my my collarbone. And was in rehab for a while. And, you know, there were days, you know, that I just didn't, but, you know, I was in the dark tunnel, but God led me through it. Just knowing he's by my side all the time and will never leave me. But with my epilepsy, they were at one time uncontrolled, but now in May, I'll be 4 years seizure free. God is good.
Hope Channel has brought church to all three of them at home.
I had some periods of sickness that I was so happy for Hope Channel that I could get it and see a lot of the wonderful shows, because I missed at least, 7 weeks of being sick before I got back to church. So that meant really a lot to me. It was just wonderful being, when I was told about Hope Channel, my son was visiting, and I said, I want to get a Roku because I want to get the Hope Channel. He says, I'm going to get one for you because you're going to buy a cheap one, and I don't want you to buy a cheap one. So my son did buy me that and hooked it up and everything.
Hope Channel explains the Bible more than what I could understand. It tells, you know, shows you different parts of the Bible. Reading the Bible going on 14 times, it gets better every time you read the Bible.
The Hope Channel means so much to me, and, well, like Rick said, they make it so much easier to understand the Bible. And with everyone talking about it, I'm on my 9th time reading the Bible, and it comes to times that it's like, wow, how did I miss that?
Bonded together as neighbors and family in Christ, these friends are grateful for the hope they share together. Is God calling you to be a shining light in your community? Do you know the names of people on your street or in nearby building? If you don't, that's an easy way to start. Jesus was an expert in what we call friendship evangelism. He met the needs of the people around him before he ever began to preach. Christian author Ellen White says Jesus was truly a friend. The afflicted ones who came to him felt that he linked his interest with theirs as a faithful and tender friend, and they desired to know more of the truths he taught. I encourage you to get to know your neighbors, A friendly wave saying hello might turn into a friendly chat. When we show concern and a helpful attitude, others may be more inclined to hear our testimonies about God's goodness. Friendship has the power to transform lives. Sharing Hope Channel is also a good way to introduce Jesus to your neighbors. The variety of positive programs on health, family, and Bible-based teaching always point to Jesus, our Savior. Visit hopetv.org/freestuff to find a variety of free materials to share with your neighbors and friends. That's hopetv.org/freestuff. Thank you for joining us for Transformed. And remember 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17. Anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. The old life is gone. A new life has begun. May God continue to transform your life.